From Spark and Anvil and Discreet Quest, this is Swatch the Border Painter and Chapter 1 of the Discreet Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Swatch was a small, paint-spattered fox, and she could not stand to see two neighbors wearing the same color. At the Discreet Quest Academy, she kept a workshop full of little pots of paint, and her favorite job was coloring maps. Not just any way, her way. She would look at a map of regions all crammed together, and she would color them so that no two regions that touched ever shared a color. Touching meant sharing a border, a real edge, side by side. Regions that only met at a single corner point didn't count as touching, and regions far apart could match all they liked. A young otter named Briar watched her dab a tricky map one afternoon. "Why's that one green?" Briar asked. "There's already a green over there." "Because that green is far away and doesn't share a border with this one," Swatch said, not looking up. "I only care about what touches. Two regions that share an edge can never wear the same color. That's the one rule I never break. But two regions that never touch, they can twin all day. I don't mind." Briar squinted at the map. "So you're not really coloring the map, you're coloring the touching." Swatch finally looked up, delighted. "Now you understand my whole life."
Swatch had learned to see touching long before she learned to see anything else. She'd grown up in a family of quilt makers, in a workshop where scrap puff cloth were stitched edge to edge into enormous blankets. Her mother had one unbreakable rule: no two patches that touched along a seam could be the same color, or the whole quilt went muddy and the pattern disappeared. Little Swatch spent years laying out patches, sliding them around, hunting for clashes. The day everything clicked, she'd been stuck on a corner where four patches all crowded together. She kept running out of colors. Then she stopped staring at where the patches were and started drawing little lines, one line between every two patches that shared a seam. Suddenly, the puzzle wasn't about cloth at all. It was about the lines, about which patch was tied to which. "It's not the patches," she whispered to herself. "It's what's joined." Once she saw the joins, the colors fell into place. She found she could almost always do it with very few colors, often just three or four, even for a quilt with hundreds of patches. The trick was never the painting. The trick was seeing what touched what.
When she was older, Swatch carried a roll of her quilts all the way to Discreet Quest because she'd heard it was a school that cared about how things connect. The head of the academy, an old owl with a slow, warm voice, unrolled one of her blankets and studied it. "What is graph coloring?" he asked. Swatch answered without hesitating. "You take a bunch of things, and you draw a line between any two that mustn't match. Then you give each thing a color, so that no two things joined by a line wear the same one. And you try to do it with as few colors as you can manage." She tapped a patch. "Maps, quilts, timetables, seating plans, they're all the same puzzle wearing different clothes. It's always what touches mustn't match." "And the fewest colors?" the owl asked. "That's the art of it," Swatch said. "Anyone can color a map if you give them 100 paints. The lovely part is finding the smallest number that still keeps every neighbor happy. For flat maps, it's never more than 4. Took the world an awfully long time to be sure of that one." The owl's feathers settled approvingly. "You are appointed."
Swatch's favorite student problem had nothing to do with maps at all. A harried badger named Mop came to her near tears. "The academy clubs are a mess," he said. "Chess club and choir share 3 members, so they can't meet on the same afternoon. Those 3 can't be in 2 places. Choir and garden club share members too, and chess and garden club share 1. I've got clubs clashing everywhere, and I don't know how many afternoons are nooned."
"Then let's not think about clubs," Swatch said calmly. "Let's think about clashes." She drew a dot for each club and a line between any two clubs that shared a member. "Every line is a 'these two can't meet together.'
Now I'll color the dots, and a color is just an afternoon. Joined dots get different colors, because clubs that share members need different afternoons. She dabbed. Chess blue, choir yellow, garden club blue again, because chess and garden club shared no member, so they could safely twin. There! Two afternoons, blue and yellow. Everybody fits. Nobody's torn in half. Mops stared at the little colored dots. You turned my whole timetable into a coloring page. Every clash problem is a coloring page, Swatch said, grinning. You just had to draw the lines. Later, when the workshop lamps had burned low and the paint pots were kept for the night, Swatch sat among her maps and quilts and watched the colors glow softly in the dark. Briar wandered back in, yawning. Can I ask something? Doesn't it ever bother you, all those different colors crammed up against each other? Doesn't it feel busy? Swatch shook her head slowly. It used to feel like clashing, she said. When I was small, all that difference packed so close together felt loud, like an argument waiting to happen. But the rule changed how I saw it. Now I look at a map, and I don't see things fighting to be the same. I see different things, side by side, each allowed to stay exactly what it is, just arranged so no one has to clash. She ran a paw lightly over a finished quilt, all its touching patches gently different, none of them at war. And as Briar curled up to sleep in the corner of the warm, paint-smelling workshop, Swatch felt the thing she always felt at the end of a good day's coloring. Not pride in the painting, but a soft, settling gladness. The whole crowded, touching, jumbled world could be arranged so that everyone got to be different and everyone got to belong. You just had to find the colors. There were almost always enough.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Swatch the Border Painter. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.